Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You tune in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Noral Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
We are back. Big shout out to Noral Toyota for sponsoring today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Yeah, my name is Lexi Conowalik. I'm a customer service manager here at Boston Pizza.
Awesome. So we're at the Boston Pizza up in Timberley. How long have you been working here for?
I've been working here for 6 years.
Okay. 6 years? That's awesome.
Going on 7 in January. So.
Wow. Yeah. The retention rate of Boston Pizza with their staff is unbelievable.
It truly is. I've been fortunate enough to work with many incredible people here.
Yeah.
So I've seen a lot of people come and go, but you know, some people stand the test of time.
Yeah. Well, me and Tanner, we just filmed another episode here.
Yes.
So for the guests at home, we're gonna redo some of the content here. But me and Tanner feel that Boston Pizza is the most consistent restaurant in the world. The food, no matter where you eat it, it's like...
I could definitely agree with that. That's what everyone says, especially here. They know that what they're getting is consistent. They know that they like it. It's for everyone as well, so...
Yeah, every time. It's crazy how consistent your guys' food is.
Yes.
And your pizza's in a category. We don't even, when we rank pizzas, we're like, Boston Pizza's in a category of its own. You gotta leave it alone. It's not fair.
Yeah.
And then the one thing that you guys are super consistent with too is when you get your delivery, the takeout
to
the house.
Yeah.
It doesn't taste exactly like it does in the restaurant, but it tastes consistent even at home.
Yes, honestly, we have an amazing takeout staff I was a part of takeout at one point, and we follow a whole procedure. We try our best not to make any mistakes, but we definitely have things in place to help keep that consistent.
Yeah, one of the best restaurants on the planet, hands down.
Yeah, I'm lucky to work here.
Yeah, you are. So, are you local to Fort McMurray?
Born and raised, yes.
You're my favorite type of guests.
Yeah, born and raised. My parents have been here since they were young, too.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. So what high school did you go to?
I went to Holy Trinity.
Actually. Oh, you're one of the outliers for
us.
We don't have very many of you.
I know.
Okay. Very cool. Why did you pick Holy Trinity?
I was in French immersion, actually. So that's why I ended up going there. And then I just kind of stayed because I love the teachers.
Yeah.
So
okay.
The staff was amazing.
So you went to... what's the French immersion school?
Oh, no. St. Paul?
You went to St. Paul then?
I went to St. Paul,
yeah. Okay, my little boy goes to St. Paul too. He's in the French immersion program.
Yeah.
And so we're wondering, when he has to transition, is he going to go there or is he going to go to Merck?
So my brother, actually I have a twin brother. He went to Father Merck. I went to Holy Trinity. And then in our last 2 years of high school, we ended up going to Trinity and graduating together.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tanner is going to be so choked that he's missing this episode because you are a very interesting human being. You need to come to the studio and film with us so Tanner can get in on this.
Definitely.
So, I don't even know where to go now. All right. Twin brother.
Yes.
How come you guys decided to go to different schools?
He was going to do the Hockey Academy at Merck.
Okay.
And I was staying French.
Oh,
he was just
okay.
Set like that. I'm also, I like drama, I dance and stuff too.
Right,
so
right.
It was just kind of the easy choices for us.
Yeah. Okay, but he was in French immersion with you up until...
Yes, he was. We had only one grade, I think, where we weren't in the same class. Other than that, we were in the same class up until grade 6.
What was that competition like?
Yeah. Actually, you know what? He knew how to push my buttons.
Yeah.
But we weren't too competitive that way. We were
very
different. He's more like math, science. I'm more English, social. We both have our strengths.
That's right. That's positive.
It helps too, being boy and girl.
That's right. Facts. Fair enough. Yeah. I had 1 year, me and my brother are close, we're a year apart. So there was 1 year that they put us in a 5-6 split.
Oh, yes. I could see that being a little rift between
But me and my brother could not be more opposite day and night.
Yeah.
And so my parents sat us down and okay, Elliot, you have this set of skills. Alistair, you have this set of skills. You're not in competition.
You're not in exactly.
And thank goodness our parents had that discussion, because everything he murdered me at, like, yes, it was bad. Vice versa. You know what I mean? Yeah. All right, so local for McMurray. We know what high school you went to now. Outside of Boston Pizza, because once again,
yes,
we've had to take it out of the ranking.
Yeah.
What is your favorite pizza place?
Oh, gosh. It used to be Joma's, I feel.
Okay.
But in recent years, it's been PK's.
Okay. Now
they have amazing food.
They really do. Yeah. Now, which Joma's location was there? Because there's a few to pick from.
It would be Thickwood. That is like through and through. I grew up in Lower Thickwood, so that was like the best.
That's the right choice, in my opinion.
It's nostalgic whenever I have it.
Yeah, but PK's is, they're putting out some really good pizza.
Yeah, well, my brother actually worked at the car wash there, so we get it quite often. He'd bring it home for us.
Nice.
So we lucked out there.
Do you go donair or do you switch up the order?
We switch up the order.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, typically we always get donair, and then we'll get like a cheese or a bacon cheese, or even just like a pepperoni classic.
Nice. So, for McMurray, I think everybody that's born and raised here has like the option or the like to potentially leave, go try.
Yeah.
And then some people stay. I stayed. I love it.
Yeah.
So you're still here in Fort McMurray. Why do you choose to make this your home?
Well, to be honest, I love it. You know, being born and raised here, I just kind of got used to it. My parents are pretty well known in the community. Like, I feel like I just know so many people that it feels like a small town. And whenever I go out, I see people. It's comfortable.
Yeah.
I chose to stay here for school as well and become a teacher. So,
cool.
Yeah, so it was a nice choice. I could stay home with my family and then still go through the schooling and stuff. And now it's just, I've established so many roots that I don't think I want to leave.
There we go. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I got another question for you, but before we get there, I need to throw to an ad from Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Carrie, take it away.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end, and during the summer we always think of applying our sunscreen, but sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
And we're back. How far are you in your education?
I'm going into my third year.
Oh, so you've done one placement already then?
No, actually I started my placement this year.
This year, okay.
Yeah, my first placement.
Do you know where?
I have no idea. I don't even know if we get a choice.
You
but
don't.
Either way, I'm excited.
You're going to be in town.
Yeah.
So you grew up in the Catholic program, but it could send you to public or Catholic.
Exactly, yeah. I have no idea
yet. Do you have a preference when you become a teacher? I know for your practicum you don't care, but are you going elementary, going high school, middle grade?
I think I'd like to teach a bunch of different grades. Eventually, I feel like I'd like high school English and just settle on that and
kind of
maybe even teach some option classes. Yeah. I know like as a high school student, I didn't have a lot of options to do like sociology and psychology. And so once I got into university classes, I found out that I really loved them and I kind of want high school students have that option.
Right.
So I think that's high school might be where my heart's at, especially from working here and working with younger people.
That's right. That's
and training
right.
them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'd be fine with anything.
Yeah. It's my wife's a teacher and she worked in the high schools forever. And now she's a vice principal in the elementary school. And she was saying like the contrast is night and day, but it's both good. But like
they both have their pros and cons. Definitely.
That's right. So what about teaching speaks to you? Because it's definitely something that's specific to individuals. Like I could never be a teacher.
No.
Strangle a kid, man. I don't have the willpower or the patience.
Yeah.
Like, so what about teaching spoke to you?
My grandpa was a teacher. I was fortunate enough that he subbed while I was still in high school, so I really got to see the connections that he formed.
Yeah.
And then I taught dance. When I was a dancer, I was an assistant, and I loved it. I love teaching kids.
Yeah.
I feel like dealing with kids kind of just comes naturally to me, and it's very easy.
Right.
And it's very enjoyable. You know, I feel like I get something out of it.
Yeah.
It's very nice, and I feel like I'm very passionate. I know I loved all of my teachers, and they made such a big difference in my life, so I feel like I want to do the same for kids.
Ah, that's nice. Cool. Good answer. Good
Thank
answer.
Thank you.
What kind of dance did you teach?
I well, I danced every kind, and I taught mostly tap, ballet, some jazz.
Okay.
Yeah.
My sister teaches tap dancing.
Yeah.
It's one of those
tap
things.
Tap is my favorite.
Yeah.
It's a lost art, I find, but I absolutely love it. I don't obviously dance anymore, but I have a sheet of wood at home.
And then I just
tap. Yeah, my boyfriend's like, maybe we should keep it a little bit earlier in the day.
Yeah. No, my sister has a floor too, and she teaches still, so.
Yeah.
But her little daughter, Lily, now she's like looking and getting into it. It's a, I don't know, when we grew up in Fort McMurray, it was just so easy to say, like, go to work at site.
Yes.
That was just such an easy
job. It's very true.
And so, like, my sister, my parents, like, she really wanted to tap dance. And so she, like, wanted to learn. She wanted to get accredited. And, like, my parents were cool enough to be like, yeah, okay, go for it. And, like, as an adult, she makes money doing it.
Yeah. It's really incredible. People don't realize how many options you have.
Yeah.
Like, you're not stuck here. And I think that's what a lot of people think out of town is that they see Fort McMurray as just... No oil sands.
Yeah.
So I feel like they don't realize that there's a community here.
That's right. Yeah. Alicia, and apologize to the viewer, they've seen it. One summer, she decided not to come back to Fort McMurray to work, like at site, which my parents were very irritated about. But she did that because she was able to teach tap dancing and get a grant in South America, and it paid equivalency. So my parents just had to let that one ride.
Exactly. Yeah. You're like, you're not really losing out on anything.
That's right.
Yeah. She's just like, and you're traveling at the same time, which is a huge bonus.
Yeah. Yeah. So when it comes to teaching in town, do you think you will apply with the Catholic School Board, because that's where you went before, or are you open to potentially like working at the public as well?
I'm open to anything. I just know the Catholic, but I know a lot of people in the public and they love it as well. I don't think there's anything that you can't go wrong.
No.
I don't think.
Yeah.
I honestly have no idea what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
It kind of depends on what's available or what they need me to teach
too. That's right.
I don't think I have a say in my first year of teaching.
Yeah, that's right.
But it's either way, I'm excited because public would be something completely different.
Right.
Very brand new to me, but Catholic, I'd just be comfortable.
That's right. So we're not giving shout out to the place that you're going to right now.
Yeah,
You're going to Keanu College. I'm a Keanu alumni as well. Big shout out, Keanu. Yeah. I teach there every once in a while. I love Keanu. So how did you decide Keanu was the place you wanted to go?
Honestly, well, I graduated during COVID high school.
Right,
so it was kind of a comfortable, easy decision, but I also, I knew I wanted to stay close to home.
Right.
I would have went to U of A most likely for it. That's the program that I'm in actually, is the U of A one. But I feel like I just want to stay close to home. I was living at home with my mom's, and like it was the easy choice. I had applied to other schools just in case, but when it came down to it, I didn't really want to move away.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I just wanted to stay in the community.
Yeah.
And it helped working here as well.
Yeah, that's exactly.
I knew I could work throughout the year, so it was nice.
That's perfect. Yeah. Well, listen, that's it. We're out of time. But that being said, before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Oh my gosh.
I know, it could be anything. I know it's the biggest pressure of the show.
That is.
People get
the
so nervous.
Pressure. Yeah. I mean, shout out to this amazing business. They've been very great to me over the past almost 7 years. All of the management above me, they're incredible. All of my coworkers, you guys are like family, obviously. My family, my parents, you guys are incredible, and I'm so glad that I get to, that you raised me in such a wonderful place.
There we go. That is a great shout out. Thank you for that.
Yes.
Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Thank you both for your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.